الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الحسنات يذهبن السيئات. الله عز وجل in Islam he gave us ahkam, awamir and commandments, and Allah عز وجل has also given us nawahi. Nawahi yani things that are forbidden. In every walk of life we have either do's or we have don'ts. Either we have some obligations or we have some prohibitions in every aspect of life. Awamir, the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal, they require motivation and they require courage that we get up and do it. Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded us, so we do it. Nawahi, things that are forbidden, they require a lot of self-discipline. Allah Azza wa Jal has forbidden, so I must avoid this at any cost. There might be temptation, there might be a lot of influence, but since Allah Azza wa Jal has forbidden, I am going to avoid. So nawahi or sayyiat or dhunub, they require a lot of self-discipline. You earn money in the halal way, you're going to have a small amount of money. You're going to have haram income in bulk, in wholesale. So haram income is very tempting. Halal is very boring. Entertainment, what is permissible, if you compare it with what is not permissible, it looks very pale and it sounds very dull. But what is not permissible looks very attractive and looks very, you know, eye-catching. This is the nature of it. So in order to avoid, a person requires a lot of self-discipline. But still we are human being. Still we are weak. Allah Azza wa Jalla himself has described in the Quran, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Human being has been created as a weak being. No matter how strong we are, still we have the human weakness. Because of this human weakness, no matter who we are, apart from Anbiya alayhi salam, and no matter what we do and how good we do, still we can have hiccups. Still we can have mishaps. We can have every now and then, you know, slipping. What is the solution for that? If a person is doing well and suddenly he went out of the way and he slipped, does it mean that that is the end, or is there a way back? If we say that is the end, then nobody can correct himself and nobody can come back to the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. The path towards Allah Azza wa Jal is open for everybody. Is open to human being regardless of anything, and is open to human being with all the weaknesses the human being has. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown His mercy to the human being. And when we read the Quran, we see the rahmat and the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal prevailing. One of the aspects of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, He Himself has given us deen in such a way that our sins are forgiven automatically. Our sins by default are forgiven. Allah Azza wa Jal said in the Quran, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Indeed, good deeds wipe out the bad deeds. Indeed, good deeds wipe out the bad deeds. Somebody was talking to me some time ago about these robotics. And nowadays there is a lot of automation. Everything is automated. So I said, this idea of automation is already there in Islam. In Islam, we have automated forgiveness. We have forgiveness that is done automatically. I'm not just saying this. We have many ayat in the Quran and many hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that support this. I can talk about big things, but let's make it simple. Make it simple. Alhamdulillah, we pray salah. And every time we pray salah, we make wudu. What is wudu? Wudu is a process of cleansing. Wudu is mechanism that Allah Azza wa Jalla has placed so that our sins are forgiven. Not only wudu, even certain elements of wudu, they themselves are very powerful. For example, making miswak. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "As-siwak mutahharatun lil-fammi marzatun lil-rabb." Miswak, it purifies the mouth, but also it brings the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Meaning, the person who would make miswak, Allah will be happy with him. If Allah is going to be happy, can he keep the sins intact? Well, I'm happy with you, but still I'm upset. It doesn't make sense. It does not make sense. If Allah is going to be pleased with somebody, Allah Azza wa Jalla, He is going to forgive that person. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in many hadith, the meaning of which is that when a person makes wudu, his sins are washed away. When a person washes his face, the sins of face are washed away. When a person is washing his hands, the sins of the hands are washed away. When a person is washing his feet, the sins which he has committed with his feet, he went to a wrong place where he was not supposed to go, those are washed away. In order for us to understand that this is real, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is saying what he means, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In order to clarify it further, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when a person washes his face, the sins are washed away from his face. So much so that the sins are washed from underneath the eyelashes. If there is a sin hiding there, under the eyelashes, those sins are also washed away. The sins from the nose are washed away. When a person washes his hand, the sins are wiped out from his hands and washed away. So much so that the sins which are under the nails are also washed away. How much can we hide under the nail? This is a great mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, that when a person he makes wudu and he makes proper wudu, that itself is a process of cleansing. That itself is a process of sins being washed away. Obviously, the ulama, they say that the minor sins are washed away, because major sins, they require tawbah. Major sins, they require tawbah. A person has to make his mind clear and has to make his intention clear and has to determine that he is not going to come back to it again. That is tawbah. Tawbah is also very simple. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "An-nadamu tawbah," aw kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Having regret, that itself is tawbah. When a person feels and realizes the greatness of Allah Azza wa Jal, the favors and the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, and feels, it was very, very unfortunate, you know, it was very bad of me, that Allah is showering His mercy upon me, and I am disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal. That was not right. That is not for me. How can I do it? I should not have done it. Well, it happened, but I should never do it again. Having this feeling of regret, the Prophet ﷺ, in order to emphasize, he said that this itself is tawbah. Yani this is the core part of tawbah. This is main part of tawbah. Like the Prophet ﷺ, he said, Al-Hajj Arafah. Hajj is Arafah. When people go for Hajj, mashallah, some people have already come back from Hajj. May Allah accept their Hajj. When a person performs Hajj, obviously he is going to do lots of things. You have Tawaf, you have the Kaaba, you have the Sa'i between Safa and Marwa. You go and stay in Mina, you do the Rami of Jumarat. You stay in Muzdalifah, you stay in Arafat, you do the Qurbani, you do lots of stuff. However, because staying in Arafah is almost the most important part of Hajj, although all other things are there, they are also necessary, but this is the most important one. So the Prophet ﷺ said, Al-Hajj Arafah. Hajj is Arafah. If a person would miss Hajj, would miss Arafah, well, he's going to miss Hajj. Annadamu tawbah, having regret is tawbah. Although tawbah has many other components, tawbah requires leaving the wrong, because it doesn't make sense that we continue to do what we are doing and we are saying, I have regret. Well, the person who has remorse, he is going to distance himself from the wrong he has done. Because if he is going to insist on the wrong, that means he does not have any feeling. He does not feel bad. Tawbah requires intention for the future. That in the future I am not going to do. Whether he in the future he is going to keep that promise or not, that is something else. We are not responsible for the future. In the future, a person might break his promise with Allah Azza wa Jal. And because of weakness, again he might commit the sin. But Allah Azza wa Jal, He is giving you responsibility now. Now you make the intention that you will not do it in the future. In the future, if it happens, well, make the intention again. Make the intention again. Allah is ready to forgive again.
And then at a later stage in distant future, again if it happens, we'll again make the intention. No matter how much shaitan deceives, and no matter how much shaitan tries to break your promise with Allah Azza wa Jal, will you come back to the promise again? You say to Allah Azza wa Jal, what happened, happened, now I'm making a fresh deal. I'm making a new deal. Allah Azza wa Jal is so generous that Allah does not mind the past, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is ready to make a new deal. Allah Azza wa Jal says, well, come on. A person who makes sins during the night, Allah Azza wa Jal does not say when the night ends, well, khalas, that's it. No, the night is over, the day is on. Allah Azza wa Jal, He spreads His hands during the day. And a person who has done wrong during the day, when the day is over, Allah does not say when the day is finished, Monday is finished, Friday is finished, khalas, end of the business. No end of the business. Well, the night is coming. When the new night comes, Allah opens His door again. And this is mentioned in the hadith. يَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِاللَّيْلِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ النَّهَارِ وَيَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِالنَّهَارِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ اللَّيْلِ. He spreads His hands during the day so that the person who has done wrong during the night, he can make tawbah. And He spreads His hands during the night so the person who has done wrong during the day, he can make tawbah. So I was saying that the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal is manifestation of Allah's mercy. That Allah Azza wa Jal, He Himself has placed ahkam in deen, which automatically forgive our sins and wipe out our sins. Innal hasanati yudhibna sayyat. Indeed, the good deeds, they wipe out the bad ones. And Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned in many hadith that when a person makes wudu, and when he makes wudu properly, his sins are washed away. After making wudu, when a person recites tashahud, ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, and he makes dua, Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawabin wa ja'alni min al-mutatahirin. Ya Allah, make me out of those who make tawbah. And Ya Allah, make me among those who purify themselves. When a person makes this dua, all 8 doors of Jannah are open for him. SubhanAllah. Just for making wudu. And just for making this dua. And then when he walks to the masjid, for every step, he is raised in ranks. For every step, his sins are forgiven. What when he comes to the masjid and prays Tahiyyatul Masjid? What when he comes to the masjid and waits for salah? And what when he comes to the masjid and recites the Quran? When he comes to the masjid and makes dua? All of that is just bonus, it's just extra. Because his account is already clear. By the time he has finished the wudu, that's why wudu is a very powerful thing. Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to give a lot of importance to make wudu. And Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they used to demonstrate wudu to tabi'een. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhum mentioned about him and about other Sahaba as well, that they used to go out of the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina, and they used to sit and make wudu so that everybody can see how to make wudu. It looks very simple, but it is very powerful tool. When we make wudu, we make intention. How many people make intention when they make wudu? When we make wudu, we say Bismillah. How many people say Bismillah? How many people mention the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla when making wudu? In some hadith it is mentioned that when a person makes wudu and he says Bismillah, the entire body is washed. The entire body is cleansed. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give us understanding. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give us tawfiq. This is the beauty of the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla. the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, if we follow it, then success is guaranteed. If we follow it, then even if there is shortcoming here and there, eventually success is guaranteed by Allah Azza wa Jal. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد الحمد لله رب العالمين.